I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
So if this life is not perfectly good, but it is not perfectly bad either, what is it then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." So this ayah is super deep, and it is also very misunderstood, and it is often even mistranslated, okay? So this particular ayah from that is in Juz Amma, it says that inna, indeed, ma'al usri yusra, that indeed with the difficulty is general ease. And this is grammatical in the sense that difficulty in this ayah is specific and singular. Inna ma'al usri, so alif lam is specific and singular. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Yusra here is general. So what the ayah is saying is that with any specific singular hardship comes along with it. Along with it. This is the ma'a here is so important, and it should actually transform the way we view our lives. The ma'a, just the word ma'a. Ma'a does not mean after. This ayah does not say after the hardship will come ease. It doesn't say that. It says with the hardship comes general ease. That's actually a game changer. Because what Allah is telling us is that this is the design of the universe. That with every hardship, with every single hardship that Allah gives you, He will give you general and abundant ease along with the hardship. It's not after the hardship only, it is along with the hardship as well. Now, why is that so transformational? Well, it changes what we focus on. It changes what we become attuned to. If I am thinking, oh my God, everything is so bad right now, and nothing is good right now, because why do I start to feel that way when I'm going through difficulty? A lot of it doesn't have to do with the reality, but has more to do with the perception, and even deeper to do with the focus. So if my focus in the difficulty is only on the difficulty, only on the challenge, only on the fear, only on the pain and the loss, I will naturally not see the ease and the blessings that I actually have at that very moment. It's not that I have to wait for those blessings to come, but I already have them. And yet I am not seeing them because I am so hyper-focused on the difficulty and the challenges. But one of the most essential things to find peace within the difficulties, not just after the difficulties, because difficulties are always coming, you know, in ways.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Right? They don't stop. And so we have to find the ability to have peace within the difficulty. And one of the only ways to do that is to really change our lens, to change our understanding, and to change our focus. So the first sort of principle that I want to convey is that inna ma'al usri yusra, that indeed with the hardship is general ease. It's not just after. You don't say, okay, it's all bad right now, and that I have to wait for ease and I have to wait for blessings. You have them right now, but you just aren't seeing them. You just haven't given focus to them. And because you haven't given focus to them, they seem to you as insignificant. Right. Let me just give you an example. The person who is struggling in their relationship, say, since I gave that example, or maybe they have a relationship that ended. But at the same time, that same individual is healthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not tested them at that same time with disease, cancer, or any of the other, many diseases that other people are being tested with. That same individual may not be tested with poverty at the same time, that they have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them provision, has given them rizq, has given them safety, Allah has not tested them with the tests that people in other parts of the world where they're literally, their life is in danger every single day. They're in war zones, places where their homes can be bombed, places where their families are not safe. And so while that individual, and it isn't to minimize the difficulties that we go through, but it is more to widen the lens and to recognize and really to contextualize those difficulties, to be able to see more. It isn't, I think it's very important because on the one hand, simultaneously, happening at the same, in the same time, that yes, that pain is very real. The pain of loss, the pain of losing a loved one, of a broken relationship, the pain of sickness, whatever that test, whatever that challenge is very real. But it's about widening that lens to include the other experiences that you are simultaneously being given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah says, inna ma'al usri yusra, he's not saying that the usr is not real. He's not saying that the difficulty isn't legitimate, but rather that he gives us the capacity at the same time in order to help us to cope with that very legitimate pain and that very legitimate difficulty.